Thank you for asking. Kindergarten readiness is actually critical to a child's whole school life and their success long term. So what we know from data is that when you start school ready, you have a leg up. You're more likely to continue to be successful. And kids that start school behind that aren't ready when they enter kindergarten are often behind on their reading guarantee. They have more difficulty with their academics long term, and even with high school graduation rates. So it can follow and affect them their entire school career.
When you take a look at kindergarten, old school kindergarten, it was the first time you're actually able to go to school of any kind, and kindergarten used to be fun. Is kindergarten still fun?
It is still fun. So what we know from kids that are at a young age is that they learn through play and interacting with others and with materials. So kindergarten classrooms should still be just like that. It's not looking at a screen, it's not sitting at a desk by themselves. It's group work, group play, and you are learning. So it is critical early learning skills through that play that are so important long term.
Some of those skills we'd like to say are evenly learned at the same time, but we have to be realistic that in some communities, getting their children ready for school is not as easy as others. What are the disparities that we see between Black and Brown communities versus others and getting their kids into the school year, especially this year?
Yeah, that's a really important question. So we see this disparity across every facet of the United States when we're looking at communities. And what we know is kids that are behind developmentally can sometimes even have what we call a word gap to start with. So if their parents aren't talking with them and using a broad swath of language and words with them back and forth in that communication, we even see toddlers that will be speaking less words than other toddlers that are peers that maybe come from a higher socioeconomic status, as an example. So actually, even parent education level can translate into the number of words a toddler is speaking. And so it really does start very early. And we talk a lot with our families in their checkups, when they're with their young babies, even 6 months and up, what you need to do to be talking to your baby, to your toddler, to really develop that early learning, literacy, and language skills.
Does it start early for school teachers that they know they have to give extra help to sudden students as well? Does it happen as early as kindergarten?
It absolutely does. So most states even have what's called like a kindergarten readiness assessment. So the first quarter of kindergarten, teachers are taking time to learn their students, of course, but then assess where they're at. And if they're identifying some gaps in that first quarter of school, they should be meeting with parents and talking with them about that and developing a plan to catch them up.
What are some of the best practices that parents can do at home to make sure that their kids are prepared?
So parents are first teachers, and they're the most important teacher their child is ever going to have. And so there are so many things parents can do at home, and they do not have to be complicated. So we don't have to be, pulling out complicated teacher-type materials when we're parents to really get this early learning with kids. But what it really takes is that sit down time and attention towards what this looks like. So kids don't learn well from screens at a young age. They learn with materials and talking back and forth in that interaction. So turning off all the screens, sitting down with your young child and really reading books together, talking about the stories in the books. You don't have to read the words on the page, but that discussion back and forth, asking them what they think about the story. Doing that even 15 to 30 minutes a day has been proven to increase a child's language and early literacy skills by a significant percentage. So even something as simple as that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! sports.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.